lots of events happening. Outdoor events are very weather dependent. We had the Live Village Fair yesterday, which looked good. Falconry displays and all sorts of Morris dancing stuff going on there in the sunshine. We've got the St John's Fete, which is happening on the Lye in St John's. They've got a dog show as well, being organised by St John's Scouts. That's happening next Saturday. And then later on, I believe on the 22nd of July, it's the Horsell Village Show at the C of E School at the bottom of Medway Drive there. That looks like a lot of fun. Lots of activities and community stalls. So hopefully we get some okay-ish weather and it's not going to pour down with rain or anything, although there is talk of thunderstorms today. Let's find out from a man who knows a thing or two about the weather. Hi, Simon. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, John. Doing quite well.
That's good. That's good. How have you been coping with the heat? Because it has been very hot these last few days.
Oh, it's been very very challenging. I have to admit, you've got to drink plenty of water in this hot weather. You've got to take it very take it easy. Especially to drink water, but drink it slowly, but not too quickly, and just make sure you drink plenty of it. And just stay at that sunshine about midday onwards if you can, because it's very strong. I was walking it yesterday. I said to my friend Roy at Windsor Castle, like, it was quite challenging, isn't it, for you, Roy? It's hot weather, because he's 70 odd years old. And I was like, I work outdoors. I mean, he used to work at the cemetery, but he's now retired. For him, now he's older, he feels it more than me, because it's his age. So he just gets you more than you get, unfortunately.
It can be a challenge for older people and people that may be vulnerable. You know, the heat can really cause some health conditions, so, you know, keep an eye on people around you, you know, maybe struggling in the heat. But yeah, many people have been sort of moaning. It's our favourite thing to do, I think, so I moan about the weather. People say, oh, it's too hot. And then I did read this week that there's talk of thunderstorms some point today. Is this going to be happening, do we think?
Well, I think they might happen, but they're more basically facing towards Kent and around London City at the moment. And the thing is, with the direction they're coming from, with the wind direction being like a southwesterly, they tend to fight very hard to get over the North Downs. And on average, they tend to miss us and go around the North Downs towards west of Hampshire and the New Forest, or towards Kent area also, and around London City, because we're surrounded by the North Downs, and that protects us. As well as the South Downs, that both of them protect us from the bad weather. There was a moment at one point last year in 2022, November the 6th, Sunday, where they did get through in the North Downs around so locally. So they sometimes do, John. This is a difficult bit as well to predict. And the worst thunderstorm direction is always an easterly direction for us in Surrey. By the year of 2016, on the Friday the 16th of well, you name it, September. It was very thundery and thunderstorms about midnight onwards until about 7 a.m. that morning, and 52 minutes of rain. And that's what they're talking about. They're talking about a lot of rain, at least a month's worth of rain, like 52 minutes of rain in a day at the moment, the Met Office are. I predicted it before they did, and I did an amber warning, because I think it would be a lot worse. And they probably now starting to think we should have done that. They're a bit slow as usual, John, the forecast.
It's quite hard, Simon, to imagine, all that rain coming down when we're looking around us and it's brilliant sunshine and it's boiling hot. But, you know, I think the plants need it. We need it. It might be a little bit annoying if it's raining and you've got an outdoor event. But, yeah, we do need it. And it has to break at some point, doesn't it, this heat?
Yes, we need a bit of a cool down. We need some rain. The ground, the problem is if it's that kind of rain, the ground's so hard, it's just going to wash everywhere. It's just going to cause flooding. But you need the right type of rain. Fortunately, this is the wrong type of rain for the plants and the flowers and the gardens. And it's just going to go over, and it's not going to go into the ground properly. And they won't get the nutrients of water too well. And it's the wrong type of rain. But that's the nature of the weather in this country, in the UK. You just can't get what you want sometimes. You just have to take the English weather as it comes every day, John.
And I was actually debating last night if I was going to go water all my plants. I was thinking, like, where are we going to get thunderstorms overnight? When were they going to come? But I watered them, and I'm actually managing to grow, actually. It's impressive, Simon, in my garden. Strawberries, rhubarb. I've got apples coming through as well. Maybe some sweet corn. So, you know, I think I'm getting green fingers now. I must be always talking to you, Simon. It's rubbed off on me.
All right, that's good to know, John. Yeah, my sunflowers are doing all right, and my potatoes are doing all right. I have to water them every day at the moment. I have to cycle to my parents' house or walk over there, or if I get on my carer, he'll take me over there. If the carer's not sticky, I've hay fever for a few days ago, he's been suffering from that. Yeah. I have as well, but I haven't given up working. I work in a cemetery, and I just think some people just can't hack it. But it is annoying. But you just got to work in it. Sometimes if you really feel ill, you've got to go home. And my friend Lucy at work, she went home at work on Friday at a cemetery. She could have been heat stroke. I don't know. Yeah. Other problems as well. I didn't go somewhere by the night. No, I was too tired.
There is a lot of this sort of, you know, medical conditions that are made worse by the heat, and if you suffer from hay fever and things like that, it's not a good time of year, is it? The moment in this heat wave.
No, but this one is like, this hay fever I got is like runny one, so it's not blocked like last year. It's like runny nose. It's like having a cold. I don't know. It's really strange. My dad was sneezing last night. We were watching the steam train, the Flying Scotsman coming through, which is quite a sight. Which is on my channel. Oh yeah.
Where did you watch the Flying Scotsman then? Where were you? Where did you see it?
I was at, well, church, Virginia Water in the morning, and then I was at Woking Town last night, and it was quite a sight, and it was just amazing. It's a 100-year-old steam engine, and it was built over 100 years ago, and it broke the all-time record 100 miles per hour back in 1937, and it's running for the next 3 or 4 years, and then it'll go back to the York Museum and stay in there. But this year's a centenary year, because it's 100 years old, and I think I've seen pictures of King Charles III around it a few days ago. I think it was Monday this week, the 12th of June, seeing it all. And it was on his birthday yesterday as well. I did celebrate the King's birthday by going to Windsor Castle, seeing his mother's grave, paying my respects to Queen Elizabeth II, and just walking around Windsor Castle with my friend Rory, and just seeing the Flying Scotsman as well yesterday. So I did two things in one day.
Yeah.
Celebrate his birthday and paying respects to his mother.
So literally, very special memories there from that day. And also, you know, that Flying Scotsman, I mean, you know, lots of people have been seeing that across Surrey as it made its way across the county, and then, I guess, sort of back later in the day. But like you say, it's one thing seeing these trains in a museum, but actually see them on the tracks passing through Woking or wherever it is you're going to go and see it, you know, that's just amazing, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a super special historical national treasure, the Flying Scotsman, to the UK and around the globe. Globally, it's one of the most special steam trains you can ever see in your life. Even touching it, I touched it a year ago, so 2 years ago, Brookwood. It's lovely. Obviously, not the boiler bit, but the bit of the side. It's dirty. I'm not touching it. Oh yeah, well, I love touching steam engines. When especially when they're alive and kicking. They're just special. You can't miss these steam engines. They might be around another 50 years if we're lucky, I don't know, but the problem is the coal was coming from abroad now. The last coal mine in Wales got shut down, I think, some time ago, I think this year or last year. So the coal's going to get more expensive, but I'm sure they'll find a way to get it cheaply, but I don't know how they'll do it, especially with the inflation at the moment, John.
Absolutely. We need to protect steam trains for those future generations, and to see them on the tracks is just amazing, and that's what they're designed to do, isn't it? So I'm gathering Windsor Castle and the Flying Scotsman, they're going to be featuring on the YouTube channel right this week.
Oh, they'll get on there. I've already got the Flying Scotsman there. Windsor Castle's coming up after Bushy Park, which I went to on Wednesday, and I saw a Chinook helicopter in the sky, which was quite a special treat as well.
And you went to the Isle of Wight last week as well. How was that?
Last weekend I was on the Isle of Wight. That's on there already, with Mark O'Reilly. We had a good time walking down to Ventnor on Saturday, and we had a good time on Sunday at the Heritage Isle of Wight Worry Line, which was quite a sight, and we went first class, which was quite a treat. We were first class, which was quite a nice treat. We put a lot of money into it. Because we thought, well, we must help them out as much as possible. They're desperate for like volunteers at the Isle of Wight Heritage Worry Line. Unfortunately, I haven't got the time to help them out. But if anyone's interested, they do take volunteers on. They actually have a shelter for people there, which they have to pay for the accommodation. They just go along. The food they have to pay for, but the accommodation is free if you want to volunteer there. So that's something you could do if you're tired and your spare time or whatever.
Yeah, volunteering is so important. I mean, it's something that can really benefit you as a person as well as the organisation. You learn so many skills and you learn so much. So, worth looking into that one. So, Simon, if we want to find you on YouTube and find out what's going on with the weather and other things in your life, how do we do that?
It's Simon H. Evans, YouTube.
Brilliant. Okay. And finally, into next week then, we may or may not have thunderstorms today. What's the weather going to be like as we head into new week?
Well, we might get more jack-in-the-box thunderstorms. It might be higher to 28 Celsius, 29, maybe even 30 Celsius eventually at some point when we hit July, or hotter than that. It will vary, but it's going to. I think we'll see a repeat of last year's summer, John. I'm pretty convinced 40 Celsius or beyond is possible across London City, around here, especially again this year. I'll keep you an eye on it and let you know.
Yes, please do. And I've got my summer shorts out as well, summer wardrobe at the ready. So I feel ready for anything for weather in this country. Thank you, Simon. Check out the YouTube at Simon A.G. Evans, and we'll chat to you around the same time next Sunday. Have a good rest of the weekend and rest of the week.
Take care.
Bye. There we go. Weather expert Simon Evans there telling us what we can expect. Jack-in-the-box thunderstorms possibly next week. Look forward to that one. Hopefully it's one of the days when I don't have to go anywhere. Anyway, thank you, Simon. Catch up with him next Sunday.